listener production.
Good morning, it's Ibanez Taylor with your morning news briefing. Mackay Police are appealing for information after an incident on Peel Street on Saturday night. A spokesperson for Queensland Police said that a man had serious injuries to his neck, face and hand caused by another man using a weapon. They add that the 49-year-old victim was transported to hospital in a serious condition and sought assistance at a nearby takeaway food shop whilst the unknown suspect fled the scene. Police are urging anyone who may have witnessed the incident or has CCTV to contact them. Labor Day marches across the country will walk today to acknowledge the 8-hour working day as well as recognise workers' contributions towards our economy. A march in Mackay will start at Queen's Park at 9:45 a.m. this morning. Farmers across Mackay and the Whitsundays are facing higher rates of agricultural crime. But University of England criminology expert Carl Maroney says it's an issue impacting all of Queensland, adding that crims target farms due to how remote and expansive the properties are.
So a lot of theft of livestock, a lot of theft of tools, machinery, and that kind, a lot of trespass, illegal hunting and illegal shooting. Those tend to be the primary offences experienced by farmers.
5 months since its launch, the Labor-initiated program aimed at reducing the cost of living is facing criticism. The program provides free kindergarten to alleviate pressures on parents. However, there's been confusion regarding its implementation. Opposition leader David Crisafilli told 7 News that the initiative is causing confusion amongst parents as it offers 15 free kindergarten hours per week.
At the moment, what we're seeing is it's just far too confusing, and that undermines the ability of parents to be able to get what their kids deserve.
To sport now, and in the QRL, Mackay Cutters have lost against the Tigers in round 8 of the Host Plus Cup, but Raiden Burns and Brandon Russell both scored tries.